Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast Supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give and there's no regular commitment. Just hit the link in the show description to support now.
In the market for investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry, Rebag is the answer. Rebag is a luxury resale platform where each piece is carefully inspected by experts to ensure quality and authenticity. Use Rebag to buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Louis Vuitton, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com and get up to 15% off your first purchase as a member with code REBAGNEW. Shop today at Rebag.com. That's REBAG.com. And use promo code REBAGNEW for up to 15% off your first purchase as a member.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Welcome back, Red Talks. You already know what it is. Like, comment, and subscribe. If you haven't, make sure you go over to Spotify and check out the exclusive episodes we have on the Spotify.
Spotify.
And I'm joined by the craziest co-host in co-host history.
YC in the building, man. Back at
and
it.
And I'm joined by even crazier co-host in co-host history.
Corny Bastard.
And we are back.
Like, we never left the building.
Been, man.
Too blood clot hot, fam.
No, it's been.
It's not nice hot, man.
Yeah, no.
Sorry, man.
Do you know what I love about the UK, yeah? Mm. And I hate is that it's so unpredictable. So the weather reminds me of the people.
Wait, what?
Like, August, we was meant to have summer, bro.
No, yeah. July was raining. When did July rain in?
But we have the shittest summer ever.
The worst. Like, it's too late to come back now, isn't it? It's too late. Literally, it's gone. Forget
it. Bro, I'm super hot now. Yeah. But I'm like, why weren't you this 3 weeks
Facts.
Ago?
Facts.
So, yeah, man, the UK, it's just the same as it always is, man.
Quite
so.
Yeah.
So, topic of discussion of the week.
Right in front of them. There's too many outside, man. Too many.
Brick bitch.
Yes, so we will be talking about brick pun brick. So, all right. Just for the record. Mm. I done a whole live about this already, yeah? And people would say that I have no empathy and I have no heart towards what I said. Mm-hmm. But I'll say what I said and I'll say it again.
Yeah.
Women need to stop being comfortable disrespecting men and thinking that there's no consequences.
Because there will be.
Because men, I generally think intrinsically, want to look after women.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah?
Yeah.
But when women show nothing but disrespect, it leads men to do the most heinous of crimes.
Mm-hmm.
So this woman that got bricked,
mm-hmm.
took her phone out after she's been bricked in the face and started to record and say black men didn't defend her.
Yeah, I saw that.
Now, just for the record, dear YC, if you get rushed, and there's 10 men standing there, are you going to pull out your phone after you've been rushed?
Hello?
And be like,
hello?
Why didn't you white guys back me, man?
Hello?
Is that what you're going to say hello? After you've been bricked? And you're going to think, let me call the feds.
Something.
Or let me call somebody to come help me.
The laughing I'm doing is recording myself. It's the laughing I'm doing, boy. I'm getting out of there. I'm gone.
Mm-hmm.
And then doing a video when I'm in a safe environment. I'm going to do it
so
there.
So what was her angle of doing that specific video? And if you listen closely to her, these black men... Never that she had a grievance, and when you go back to her old videos, you can see that she didn't have no. She was saying that women intrinsic are the protectors
and providers
and providers
all these things, and they provide.
Wait, women are,
yeah.
And she said, "Happy Pride Day, two black women kissing another." I was like, "What the
she
hell?"
She hope sure every black woman is kissing another black woman because they are the provider, they are the everything,
right.
And we're not even the tree. So why wouldn't somebody? They are the one, and they are the two, and we're not even the tree. So why would the we are not even the tree. Why would we protect her?
Mm-hmm. Right.
It's. I find this revenant of what women say kind of scary.
Whatever.
They say they don't need a man. They say that they can do everything. But then they get hit with a brick. The first thing they call on is men to help them.
Mm-hmm. I think she's a full-blown lover of women. She have girlfriend. Mm-hmm. So I think that she should pick up her phone and call out her girls them for run out and come reprimand and beat up that man who hit her with allegedly hit her with a brick.
It's crazy because the guys that are there has come out and spoke. Mm-hmm. Have you seen the videos?
Mm-hmm.
And one of the guys are like, bro, like she's a known troublemaker in the ends.
Mm-hmm.
Like, why? I'm not protecting her, bro. She's a known troublemaker.
That's long, man.
Like, why should I risk my life? I'm going home to make it to my daughter.
Simple.
And, you know, that was one of the most... And people were taking that comment out of place, like, oh, I would have done this. I heard all the men, like, all the tough guys were like, yeah, if I was there, I would have never had it. Yeah, I'd have done this, I'd done that, yeah. But you know one thing about men, yeah? We know one thing. If a man's mad enough to pick up a brick and brick a woman, yeah? Lord knows what he'll do to me, bruv.
Mm-hmm.
So if I'm going into that fight, I know that I might not make it home to my family. Mm-hmm. Now, imagine I never made it home to my family and that woman's like, oh, that man died because he's an idiot.
Right.
So she's cussing me now of what I did.
But remember, she don't like men.
Right.
So you want to know, if a girl make the decision and say she goes out with women, every man is for him woman bodyguard.
Mm.
So me and my woman bodyguard.
Mm.
Me is not fear bodyguard.
Right.
Fear bodyguard is fear girlfriend.
Mm-hmm.
They said stop. She not a money, sir.
Good.
Facts.
Nextly, I hear say is the smoothest brick ever licked somebody in the world. Because she not have no bruise.
It's just swollen.
Just swollen.
That's kind of mad, isn't it?
Secondly, two other guys will work there where you could have seen at the side ground when she was there cussing and said, this guy didn't defend me. They talk today. They say they didn't see anybody hit her with a brick. They see the man that she said hit her with the brick, but they never see any brick happening. And just before allegedly hit with the brick, this brick bitch, was trying to fight a woman. So, but nobody never see the...
Right. Known troublemaker as well, he said.
So it's funny that... she's a known troublemaker. She was trying to cause a fight. She's doing all this damage. And this is just my advice to women out there. Don't put yourself in situations where you could potentially get hurt.
What do you chat, boy? You can't tell a woman that. I should be able to do anything I want. What do you chat, boy, brother? Come on, bro. Advise men, bro. Don't advise women. These bitches don't listen to nobody.
It's true. Like, they think they can just go out there and
that's
just
fact.
Like, cause mayhem. Yeah, just do them. And imagine the other way around. Imagine like, there was a guy, like, you know, like, Neighborhood Debo. And he walked up to her brother, and one day someone stuck it on him, yeah? And he tried to rob him. And a man backed out a gun and burst him. No one would feel sorry for the guy who tried to rob him. Because he instigated the whole situation. Listen, yeah, I always tell people, yeah, don't trouble other people because you don't know how they're going to react. My reaction might not be your reaction.
That is it.
I might take it 10 for no reason.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I got myself my trainer and I might pull out a chef and just be on it. You don't know who you're dealing with, you know? So I think this idea that people expect you to react a certain way. There's no way to react.
Measurement.
There's no measurement. There's no measurement, bro.
I might be having the worst day.
You might be having a bad day, man.
Do you know where it strikes me, though, is that she tried to make it like a thing with black men.
Yeah, specifically.
Black women. That's where I saw that there was an agenda. And then when I heard her talking about pride and kiss women and all this stuff.
I lost interest.
It all made sense to me.
Mm-hmm.
She wanted to cause a rift, which it did do.
Mm-hmm.
Online, every single day for the last 6 days, all I've seen is this brick lady as a background.
I couldn't go live but coming till tomorrow. But I see every live about this brick, she won, innit?
In terms of friending.
And she get 40 grand. Mm-hmm. Half,
so she done a GoFundMe and she got paid off that. So,
and she did it before, like in 2020.
What do you mean?
So this is her scam.
So what? You're saying she's a plant?
Yeah, she did. She did the CM scam, says some shopkeeper, they rough her up in 2020. And she get four grand off a GoFundMe, but now she upgraded to, I think, 38 or 40 grand or something like that she get so far.
It does seem well scripted, though. Cause, and the thing is, like, how she got no cuts or bruises, just swelling? From a brick, bro, if you've got a brick to your face, there's got to be some scratches or some something, bro. Can't be just swelling. It's impossible.
Remember as well, all of these ladies, you know, they love this lesbo thing, bro. All of these ladies, they're a supporter of each other being any nastiness they want to be. So obviously they're gonna scoff on me. This poor lady, a man hit her with a brick. We have to help.
Yeah,
I find it sad that us as men, we have to, if I'm being honest, like watch this from afar and kind of like accept. And that's why I said us men having a mouthpiece and speaking is probably one of the most wisest things that can happen for the younger generation.
Mm-hmm.
Because I think a lot of people, even a lot of young men that have single mothers, they run towards things like that because they have the savior complex. And the savior complex comes from me not understanding myself and not understanding women. Now, historically, it's been known that women lie. Mm-hmm. Historically. And not lie about small things, bro. Lie about big things. Napoleon, was one of the biggest commanders, if not one of the best commanders of war ever in history.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know who took out Napoleon?
A Grasmite.
Mm-hmm.
So, like YC was saying to me this week, the greatest thing that can happen, the greatest, every great man falls is because of a woman.
Every time, great man. Yeah. Everyone.
Every time. Throughout history, every man.
Come on, man.
So you either have to just...
I want to add in this, yeah. The biggest haters of a podcast is who?
Women.
Black women.
Hmm? But why though?
Because podcasts is highlighting and informing and educating all of these young men. Mm-hmm. And these young men are gravitated to a podcast, bro. You know how much juice I see in the streets?
Mm.
We are telling me, say, yo, pastor, I love your shit, dog. I love it. Real talk and blah, blah, blah. I love it. Every woman will see me in the street at cuss Rear Talk and you and me and they cuss every bitch.
Mm-hmm.
But every young man heal me up and say they love this.
Dapping up, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Do you know what? That gives me peace of mind because you know what, yeah? People automatically think, because they see me getting a lot of hate because it's like one woman of 10 accounts or something like that, yeah? So it look like I'm getting a lot of hate online, yeah? But bro, I walk out my door and all I get shown is love.
Mm-hmm.
Man, they're telling me I saved their lives.
Mm-hmm.
Man's telling me I got my heart broken. Mm-hmm. I watched this video and now it all makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
I ain't even that bad now.
Experience is a great teacher, man.
Even for myself, my podcast helps me.
Well, yeah, like if you watch it back, you're like, damn, I said that shit.
I'm like, yeah, you know what? And I every single week I come here, it's like I say, it's like I preach it, bro. Pastor hasn't said one thing wrong. And I want him to say something wrong so I can say, yeah, you got it wrong, you know, Pastor. Ah, the other week you got it wrong. He hasn't got anything wrong.
Do you know why? And do you know why probably won't be wrong? Because the one moment you think he might be wrong, it's not because he's wrong, it just ain't happened yet.
Oh, word, man.
Bro, give it time. Experience is the best teacher, you know? Experience will teach you the most things. Just give it time.
Remember when I said, the good girl of today is the bitch of tomorrow.
Every time.
It's always going to happen.
And he weren't lying. And it's funny because those young boys pulled up on me. I was outside a bar drinking in Simmons, King's Cross. And one black youth comes up to me and goes, yeah, he goes, all right, podcast, man, talk. So I'm like, yeah, of course. It was a black boy mixed with a white boy. And it was like, yeah, talking. But one of them didn't know. And then, but the funny enough, the white boy was like, yeah, man, I see podcast. He goes like, yeah, man, these bitches are crazy, man. He was like 15. 15 influencing 15-year-olds, yeah. But it's funny because the next part was more interesting. He said, these bitches are crazy. He goes, oh, like my boy, he just had a youth of a girl. She's already saying like, oh, like he can't see the youth. From it start,
Jesus,
it just shows
Christ.
You from bro, from early, every age, every race, it's the same bullshit, bro. It's the same thing, and I'm like, damn. If we're touching, reaching out to youths that are from that age, yeah, it shows you the kind of pull we have on the game because man's saying things they're like they're OG, yeah. So when it hits, a lot of things we say go over people's head because they ain't hit them yet.
Mm-hmm.
But when it land. We're the first video that you go and search, yeah? Because you're like, this man been saying that. So right now, a lot of stuff we say is free game, yeah? But it ain't landed yet. Let it marinate in the game for a while, yeah? It might be 3-4 months down the line. Someone's like, you weren't capping, you know? And then start following you. It's bad, isn't it? Like,
and sometimes it's something slight where a guy might recognize or it could be something serious. We hope it's something slight. Like, you pick up, like, right, that was true. Got enough time. Oh, shit, that happened to me. oh, that's what she's doing.
Yes.
It's like she's trying to get the last bag.
We know, but we dropped so much game. But you don't understand, yeah? Like, even for me, yeah? Uploading videos and dropping so much game, you can't actually keep up with it, yeah? So I'm saying, we put out so much content, yeah, to consume. Not all of it's going to land right away. You got to give it maybe a few months.
Yeah.
But I'm telling you, a lot of people, yeah, each video we drop, there's someone who can relate. That's why we put out so much videos.
There's someone that can relate and there's a woman that can hate.
Yeah, of course.
Yep.
Of course.
And the reason why they're hating is because that message is for them.
Mm-hmm.
Any woman that tells you my podcast is for hating women.
It stabbed her. It took her.
It's made her think, oh, what?
Because
so what? That's what they really want to say.
Yeah, yeah,
because
yeah.
women are now finally coming out and saying what they're really on.
They're exposing themselves.
Mm-hmm. So everything we've been saying hasn't even been a lie.
Mm-mm.
We've just been saying it way before. We're ahead of our time.
All it is when you expose a woman's secret, it's detrimental, yeah, brother.
It's fucked.
They have to hate you.
They have to.
And then all men are going to like the fact that this podcast is here because, rah, you open my eye, like the light bright.
Mm-hmm.
Bumble clap, me eye open now, you can see. And the more you see what girls do, it's like you can't unsee it again.
It's hard, you know.
You can't read them now, like, whoa. Like,
yes.
It's so hard because like, you just look at them and think, said one, two things. Yeah, I already know what list I have to put you on. Like, you know, you automatically know this is the list that you're going to be on.
Mm-hmm.
And I can't let you go past this list.
Mm.
So this is detrimental to them, you know. So you have to expect the hate because you're breaking all this fucking secrets.
But you know what I found really crazier is that women in the comments were like, no matter what she done, she didn't deserve a brick. Now, let me just put this out there to you, yeah? If you disrespect a man in a certain way, there's no telling what he might do.
So why not just don't?
So I would say, just leave off disrespecting men. But you know what happened, Pastor? They've become so comfortable with disrespecting men in comment sections that they think now in real life they could bring that same energy. Not knowing that real life is I'm in your face and
it's gonna happen.
I might have a bad day.
Yeah, yeah.
I've lost my best friend. My missus might be getting me mad. I lost my job. Man tried to move me.
Fucked up nigga.
Now I'm just like, fuck this. I've had enough.
Yeah.
You've just cussed me. The last straw, I picked up a big table and licked you in the back of your head.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I haven't even thought about what I've done.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not justifying men hitting women. Mate, that's not what I'm doing.
By the way, she didn't get no hit because she did not report anything to the police because she did not have... Remember, black woman love calling police upon another black man. So this one didn't. She's at home telling man that they're nothing. And she'd love the fact that she could call one. Mm-hmm. Police and a black man, but she didn't. So obviously, she didn't get no hit. She injured herself with something when make her jawbone swell up or make when her bitch sit down on her face. Some shit. And her jawbone swell up. Because anybody, unless she's the toughest whore in the world.
A brick, bro. Think about a brick.
Brick hit her and no bruise, nothing.
Now, but even if you got hit with a brick, though, you're going to have a concussion, so you're not going to be able to pull out your phone and do
something.
Because you know, like, you know when your brain's kind of like frazzled for a minute?
Mm-hmm.
Like, you're not going to get up and be like, let me get my phone
first
out.
First thing.
And stop. Like, bro, that's mad, you know. Bro, I've been in mad situations. You know when, like, your brain's in that kind of world, yeah? You're like, you're not thinking straight.
Mm-hmm.
So how would you think logically, I'm going to post this to social media? That's kind of mad, though, if you really deep it, though. Like, I've just been, like, bricked in my head,
and
yeah?
I'm still smart enough to...
To pull my phone out and diss the men. Because she was dissing the men. Oh, why didn't you protect me? Imagine I got one of them mad and they fly... Do you see what I'm saying? That's even more agitating men.
Mm-hmm.
Like, trying to mock me, make me feel like I'm less of a man.
And flaming me as well.
And the thing is, I don't even know you. Like, imagine me, all of us are sitting there and we see a woman getting mashed up over there. And we think, or, I mean, you know, a lot of times here, Pastor, let me be real with you. And this is just me being honest here. I've seen men drag up women on roads here and I've wanted to get involved.
Right, nope.
And then listen to this story. And this is a real life story that happened to me once. I was out here in like a car park here of like a I think it was Brent Cross or something. I was in a car park. I was coming out the car park and I see a man and his woman arguing.
Mm-hmm.
I'm saying, bro, I'm not getting involved. Mm-hmm. So I went in, got my food, come out, bro, they're still arguing, but a man's dragging her up now. Now, my instinct was, let me come over to stop it. So I've gone over. You know what the woman said to me? Leave us alone, don't get involved.
See? You see that?
She said, go away.
And your business.
Don't stand your business.
And your business.
He's just a little bit upset right now.
See?
Now, in my mind, yeah, I was like, do you see this? What? See, she said that, Pastor. You know what I done? I got in my car and I dropped... Bro, I didn't even look back.
Learn your lessons.
If he stabbed her and killed her,
learn your lessons.
Because the youth was switching on me, like, bruv, don't get involved.
Learn.
Of course.
Because he was like, don't get involved. And then she was like, just leave it, just leave it, just leave
you
it.
You see that, brother?
So,
me in a business.
So, yeah. First of all, he looks like he wanted to do me over. Like,
he would have, probably would have, yeah.
And push it through my heart, yeah. Mm-hmm. And she was telling me to leave it. So, what does that tell you now? What I should have done? Now, people just said, oh, all these supermen online, because everyone acts like they're tough guys online. But we know the real true nature of men. In this height of anger, a man might kill you and not even realise he's killed you.
Mm-hmm.
Do you see what I'm saying?
Bro, remember, the man them where a superhero man where I say they would have done something, they are gal clone. They are little mama's boy. They grow up. So, I don't know where they grow up because, remember, you have to know what the situation before you go risk your freedom. Yeah. You fuck up somebody. Fuck up somebody, you got prison.
Yeah.
For something we don't know what remember what he attack. I may say, if my sister call me and tell me say her man and her war
not moving.
She have to tell me everything we're going to come in now move.
Mm-hmm. Because women lie.
And you know what? I think that's actually the best advice you can give to a young man, you know? Because how many young men are probably sitting in prison now and found out their sister was
lying.
Not even just lying. She was actually the wrong one in the situation. She gave the man bun. She aborted his baby. Yeah. She spoke bad and ill of his mum.
And then slapped
him. His mum's dead. Slapped him in the face. And then he come around, knocked her out. And now you have to come around and kill the youth. Mm-hmm. Do you know how mad that sounds?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
If he's done what he's done and you've done all of that to him, bro, if I'm being honest, you know, you have to take it out. Like, you can't expect me to risk my freedom. I've got a family and kids.
Don't be Superman.
And that's even selfish, even you even wanting that from me as well. That you don't love me. And you know my mum, yeah, this is how deep it is. And this is real life. My mum had a madness of another girl on the bus, yeah? And I said, Mum, why don't you call me, man, when this happens? You know, my mum looked at me and said, Son, if I'd have called you, you would have come and went to prison.
Mm-hmm.
What'd I want you in prison for, son? Come on, man. I know my kids. Mm-hmm. If I gave you one phone call, I know you'd have come and done something bad. Mm-hmm. I don't want that for you.
She knows.
I don't want nothing bad to happen to you. And I knew I could probably handle the situation. I'm a big woman. I looked at my mum and I said,
wow,
she's actually telling the truth. Because I'm not going to lie, I would have went jail for my mum.
Of course, yeah, but who would? I don't know.
But look how my mum was thinking about
yes.
this. You see that?
Because she knows.
Only woman that truly loves you is your mother, you know.
But these little girls ain't thinking about you. They were sending out prison right now. For them ego, you can't fuck with me because I'll call my niggas. And call them and then either them dead or him dead. And she's still a suckle, you know.
But imagine the girls are Jezzy and the man that was just getting head off of beating her in the back of the blocks, isn't it? Banged her up one day, and then she called you and said, oh,
no, don't care. Call someone else.
And then you're like, because you kind of got some love for her, you're like, you know what? Nah, man. Man can't put his hands on you.
The moment he said Jezzy, there's no love at all.
No, but she's trying to. Nah, it's mad. It's mad.
The moment a girl says Jezzy, no, so the moment I know a girl Jezzy, yeah? Bro, I don't even give protection to exes and baby.
What are you talking about protection?
No, what? No, no, no. Brother, I love my life. Yeah, and I'll be damned if I put in jeopardy for a bitch I don't care about, bro. Or just a fun time.
You never. Have to remember, when men fight, people liable for dead or get seriously
hospitalized
and permanent damage.
Women.
So, me no blood clot, I go fight for no girl. No girl, if my woman in an altercation, I will work it out.
Same way, if I got, even if I got a girlfriend, if my girlfriend called me and said, oh, I've just been attacked, a guy's hit me. My first thing isn't I'm coming down. I'm like, what happened?
Yeah, of course.
Don't tell me he hit you, because if a guy's gone that way to box you, you must have did something.
Don't if the police come to ask what happened.
Yeah, it's right. It's the first thing they do.
I'm not gonna lie though. If my woman said, "Right, some guys punched me over," yeah,
he must.
I know my woman, so I know that guy 100% in the wrong. Like, I just know that. Because I know my woman.
Okay.
You know, if you got a soft, nice woman that's not really a troublemaker, like that, she's kind of a. Let's say not a confrontational type person. It's not a character.
So I still want to know.
Still need to know. Police will ask you.
No, obviously, the question is. I think it's automatic though. So she asked someone, "Poetry, what happened?
Mm-hmm.
Where are you? Like, you know, like, there's bare question marks. Like, why was you here? Like, flip sake, man. Like, do you see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And then I'm gonna come down and see what happened. But I'm not gonna lie. If you punch over my woman. Like, pray to God for yourself, because, bro, if I ever get my hands on you...
I'm still... Honestly, but I'm... Bro, I swear down...
I'm saying, my woman's got my protection.
Oh, no, of course, but...
Like, my wife, my missus, my everything, she's got my protection. That's part of us in a relationship.
No, okay, I feel you.
It's that she's got... Like, I've got her protection.
Side chick, you have to run and protect yourself, bitch.
I would never protect a side chick, you know. She wouldn't even call me to say that.
Ooh, boy.
Aye, that's when you know you're a side chick, when you call your main, you're supposed to be main again. He's like, oh, man, that's crazy, bro. That's crazy, bro. Yeah. I call the police, bro. Yep.
That's the first, that's the first thing I'm doing. Like, bro, like, there was some old stand-up, but I don't know if man know about his old stand-up, yeah?
Yeah.
Like, with Kevin Hart, yeah? He says, listen, I ain't a tough guy, and I ain't got in prison, yeah? So I don't mind a woman calling me a bitch. So if a guy walks up to you and slaps you, then you just got slapped, and that's what it is. Like, I'm not...
That's what it is.
I ain't jumping in. I ain't playing hero. And then if she says, you can't protect me, I'm leaving you, bye. I love life.
Mm-hmm.
I like waking up in the morning.
Can we prove to this bitch that we can't defend her?
You understand?
Because
the moment you get in a scrap, there's 50-50 you might lose.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like I told you before, there's no rules in a street fight, you know? Mm-hmm. Pick up crowbar, brick, any... There's no rules in a street fight. This isn't like a performance on a live stage in a ring with judges and rules. It's not. It's just street fight. It means anything goes. Headlocks, grapples, biting, man. There's no rules, you know. And I know I'm probably gonna get fucked up a little bit.
And if you get beat up, she'll fuck you again.
Exactly. If you lose, she's leaving you. If you win, you're
going to jail.
You're getting sued. It's a double L.
Bella, you're never winning, bro. That's why women don't understand conflict between men. They just see us as go and die
right,
for me. And
yes.
Like, bro, I die for nobody. You know, if I can work out the situation without, because I know myself. See, a lot of women, if they're with men that are like have got violent past,
yeah.
they should know that man could go from 0 to 100
real quick.
So you want me to go to jail for life? Because I'm on that.
But women don't think. Women aren't thinking about your safety and like, what they're thinking about is you need to fix this. They don't care what happens to you afterwards. You might do 20 years for her.
Mm-hmm.
She can have a dick in her throat the next day.
Yes.
She doesn't care, man.
Remember Steve Allen's wife left him after and got, remember said she never get forgotten at prison, you know?
Come on, man.
And she keep it moving.
They don't care, bro. Yeah, women are survival-based creatures. They do what's best for their own survival, mm-hmm. not our survival. Only our mums will love us to the dirt, bro. That's it. Facts. No one else, man.
Facts.
Do you know what I mean?
So the brick lady, boy, that was the story of the week, bro. All I've heard all week is about the brick lady. But also,
what's the other story I had for you? I'm trying to find it, actually.
You know what? Other story is really sad, yeah?
No, I've got loads, but yeah, go ahead.
The girl that done called social services on her ex.
Oh, yeah, but for a joke, innit? Was it for a joke?
Not for a joke.
No. It's like she thought it was funny.
She was laughing.
Yeah, yes, that's what I mean. Yeah.
What's our thoughts on women doing false allegations, but bringing your children involved and laughing about it on a podcast? And there was a man that was laughing with her.
Yeah, but because she was laughing, because that kind of effect. But fuck with that.
No, but I feel like some men, they lose their head when they're around pretty
Of course
women.
They do.
Like, I feel like you need to start as a man. I don't care how pretty a woman is, how nice she is, bro. I don't care how sexy she is. I don't care how... Bro, there's some things that I'll have to get onto you for. There's no laughing. You're a scumbag for that. Like I would have said to her on the podcast, you're a scumbag.
Facts. Because as a man with kids...
If you get up and leave, I don't even care, bro.
Yeah.
Podcast over. I don't really want to conversate if you know you're that evil. Because who knows? You could say you come to my podcast studio and then we all try to flip and sexually assault you.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you're a dangerous woman.
Very, 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 very.
You're very, very dangerous.
That's what I mean. I would say, yo, we never, ever, ever believe anything with a pom-pom,
mm-hmm.
we talk, me not believe it.
Mm-hmm. Facts.
Nothing what they say, me not believe it.
It's true.
As long as they have a pom pom, me not believe what they say.
You can't.
So I see that they lie there. She bring the man children into it. That means a social service involved the man youths. And now that's forever maybe.
Mm.
And that was just because she wanted a revenge. That's fucked up.
Yeah, because that's their revenge. Listen, I bet you there's hundreds of women out there who've put man in jail and...
You know what? We need to start encouraging the youth them to be as vengeful as these bitches and mm-hmm. tell lies mm-hmm. on them.
For real. Big boy lies as well.
Yeah, real fucked up lie, make them lose them children.
Mm-hmm.
You see
how
me?
It feels.
Just like what they do to men because they are doing it. Just because this bitch say it, can you imagine how much many more bitches did it mm-hmm. and don't talk it?
Mm-hmm.
We should tell lies on these whores.
Boy.
Be serious about it.
Give them a taste of their own medicine,
yes.
isn't it? Cause like they're fucking up lives. Like man's doing all 10 years of a shit he didn't do. You know.
Me ready for light, man.
I'm just done.
Ready
it's,
for makeup.
It's wild because when I saw that, yeah, that never went viral how it should have, and I never saw a lot of women reprimanding it.
They're never going
to. But if that was a man who done that to a woman, best believe that I'd be viral by tomorrow.
Do you know the fact that I said I want the youth them to start tell lie and the girls them is more evil than they doing it already?
Is it true?
Just the fact that I say they should. Nobody will do it yet, you know. But all of them will comment and say, he's evil for saying that. But the bitch will do it already.
It's not that evil. Yeah. To say. No one cares. Because women always justify other women's actions, no matter how bad it is. When a woman does it, a woman can understand why. But when a man does it, there's no reason to. Mm-hmm. There's never a reason for why a man's
and I think that's a main topic that women do a lot, is when they talk about men not being there for their children, and they bring up the statistics, oh, black men not there for their children, blah, blah, blah. But do you know one thing they never, ever discuss here is why?
There's no reason why
she stopped the man from seeing the child, but there's not a reason why the man stopped himself from seeing the child.
Because there's no reason, she
didn't snitch on him, she didn't lie about SA. You know what I'm saying? All of these weird things that women can do to you,
mm-hmm.
and you're meant to take it as a man. And you know, mm-hmm. go to court. Everything I hear women say when it comes to kids, go to court.
They want to look attention.
Yeah.
So I'm saying, I say this. If two black people get in a dispute and have to go to a white man with a wig
on dumb bitch
to get, and the money that I have to spend on court could have been money I spent on my
mm-hmm.
child.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you're doing all of this weird stuff to me. Now, if I said, you know, F court, I'm not doing none of that, man. Keep the child. I'm a waste, man, and I didn't try hard enough for my child. Now, do you know how mad it is for a child to grow up in a household where parental alienation is happening? Now, parental alienation, a lot of people don't know this, is 80% women.
Surprise, surprise.
80% women.
Surprise, surprise.
Women say to their children, oh, your dad's this, your dad's that. That's parental alienation. Mm-hmm. And it never gets spoken about.
He didn't like you, didn't want you around. Yeah. That's the, I said a woman can't do any wrong.
No, never, never.
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 Bruv, do you know a woman will even gaslight you if you catch her cheating? Mm-hmm. And she'll start crying, explaining why she cheated, yeah? But not even apologise for cheating.
Well, and then it's your fault. And then you have to apologise
yeah.
for
cheating.
Yeah, don't you remember we played the clip when the woman said, I cheated because I was bored, bro?
Yep, I saw that one today.
I cheated because I was bored.
It was too peaceful. Huh?
I found somebody sent something to me last night. Too peaceful. Yeah. I sent it out on broadcast as well. It said, when you ask a woman a question, she instantly start trying to read your mind.
Mm-hmm.
You see that video?
Mm-hmm.
And she'll say, she calculate up and say, I'm gonna answer the, me not answer the question. Me answer the question to the reason why me think.
Right.
Ima ask.
Yes. It's true.
These bitches don't answer questions.
That's how they
properly.
Think. Like women are very tactical in their. It's almost like when you ask a woman a question, yeah, it's like she pictures herself in a courtroom.
Mm-hmm.
Very, very careful.
You know why she's that? Because she's a fucking criminal. She's a guilty person. So if I am guilty of something, if I did something against Rare Talk Podcast, and you guys see me coming this evening and say, Pastor, what go on? First of all, and then they say, I'm not asking a question, and it may start fret. And then you ask me a question. Why you ask instead of answering the question? Why you ask a guilty pussy wall say, why you ask me a question, brother? Just ask me a question, dog. Me not gonna hide. But people that have things to hide, they have to be. So why you ask me that? Or then me see how me can answer this. No, if it's an innocent answer, you answer. If it's if you have a fucker, let me see how me can answer this for look good now or sneaky.
Yeah.
So women are just dangerous people.
Deceitful
brother.
Fucking creatures.
That's wild though. Like, I'm thinking, and it's a funny thing, a lot of men are just asking questions out of general, like,
there's no
malicious behind
it.
Just asking a question.
No agenda, but just.
But she has to go into some manipulation, gaslighting technique.
She's constantly on guard.
And that's why I said, and I don't care what anyone says, women are naturally narcissists, bro.
Mm-hmm.
They naturally think, how can I fuck your life up and everything's about me? I went to a woman once, I never forget this, and I was like, oh yeah, man. She's like, oh, how are you? I was like, my day's been well. She's like, my day's been so shit. I'm thinking, huh? Like, you didn't even, like, let me finish my sentence, like. And it was always about her. Everything was getting bad in her life. I could never tell her anything went bad in my life.
Good women don't care about men, probably.
It'd be like 2 minutes or my, and then she'll try to relate it to something in her life. And I'll be thinking, like, you generally don't give a shit about me. But you know what? Let's play this little game that you're playing and let's see how long you can last. Because you know what? Sometimes men, we got to start thinking like this. When you're with a woman and you can see that she's just, it's not going to go, yeah? Instead of like saying, you know what, I think we should break up. No. Let's see how long you can string me along for.
Go and slap and go.
Let's see how long you can string me for. But just cut off attention. Stop giving her attention.
Yeah.
Stop giving her time. When a girl flops you on two occasions, don't give her the third one to do it again. Mm-mm. Any woman that does not value your time does not rate you.
And unless, you know what, but there's only a few instances where if you feel like just this woman has something that you're trying to gain or want. Because I'm saying, remember, you know, a man with options, who's rotating, isn't getting his time wasted as if to say he's the only woman in his life. Do you get it? So, like, if you've got four girls on rotation, that one girl that's moving along, some men keep her around because it makes them want to fuck her more. Like, when they finally lock heads, that man's going to ruin her. So some men keep girls just in the rotation to just, I'll keep her there because, like, you know what I mean? Like,
No.
You know what I mean?
No, but I would say this to any man, though, because you have to remember something. You have to respect yourself to a certain extent and not let women think that they can take advantage of you to the point where it's like, it's a mockery now. Because you know some girls, they'll do things to you and they want a reaction.
Of course.
So, Pastor, mm-hmm. a girl would try and push your buttons like, yeah, I'm not coming to see you this week. What she wants you to say is, bitch, you're coming to see me, I'm going to fuck you up. Ooh, you're making my pussy wet. Mm-hmm. What is going on in the world, bro? You want me to be mad with it for you to get wet?
Yeah, if you butt her up. Yeah,
imagine a girl said, you know, girls think this, bro, I'm not even lying to you. Like, girls see me going wild in my life because I'm a wild guy. Mm-hmm. I'm not going to lie, I bat out all the girls. But then they'll be
I love it, bro.
But one girl will be like, I swear down, I just find it so sexy when you're going off on anyone, everyone. And in the back of my mind, I'm like, are you on drugs?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, mental health. No, they are. Yeah.
Have you got mental health?
No, they do. A lot of them do.
Yeah,
a lot
of them do. They do.
I'm a whole red flag.
Yeah, doesn't matter.
But they love that.
They love the bad boy red flag. Of course. Yeah. Of course they do. Because women leave nice guys for the bad boy.
Cool. You try to be nice to her. Oh, yeah, babes, don't worry about it. Oh, this guy's, he's not who he says he was.
There you go.
Oh, man, he's let me down, man. Mm-hmm. This guy ain't a bad boy.
A woman called me this week and she have 3 man up on the go. 1 ex-man was she fucked last week. 1 new man who just come from prison. And 1 businessman.
Mm-hmm.
So she phone 2 of them and text 2 of them and ask them if I got a B&Q. So she has said, anyone text back first or him, she got to choose. So the ex can text back first. And she asked me why. Me say, that make you choose a man? You're real dopey, but don't you?
Mm.
Fuck, you need that. See, ex can not, Fido. Ex can not jack shit, Fido.
Yeah.
Me talk about me tell her, I say, yeah, leave the business man out of it. Stay with the ex man, with the ex can, because you see what I got going on, because the ex man got I come from prison for, what you call it, beat up woman?
Mm-hmm.
And she's contemplating. So Mr. cancel all the 2 other man and work with the ex-con. Because obviously, the ex-con you like. From inner the equation, him you like. Secondly, it goes to show how your caliber is. Because you have businessman and you have whatever your ex-man and an ex-con are contemplate with. So me say, better you leave the businessman all tight, because if you go and play around with the 2 of them, one of the day the businessman will turn up in your yard and the ex-con will fuck him up.
Mm-hmm.
So just leave what the people them good son and stay their ex can.
You know what, Pastor, I'm not gonna lie, you actually hit the nail on the head. I'm not gonna lie, I don't think there was a better. I wanted to say something, but you got it perfect to the T. Perfect to the T. That would happen. The businessman might come around to surprise her. I'm gonna be a nice man, bring you flowers. Ex cons are like, who's this?
Mm-hmm.
Why are you around my girl's house? Oh no, I just come to, and now it's a fight.
Mm-hmm.
And the ex-con might be, because he's big and he's come out of prison, he might be on some crud. You know what I'm saying? But I just, Jamaican news, I saw, in Mandeville, I think it was Mandeville, these ex-cons, they robbed a woman, a businesswoman, killed her, and then the people then got them.
Yeah,
right.
Oh
my God, I saw the video, they were chopping up the man, blood.
Right on.
But what do you lot think about that? If somebody kills someone and he gets caught by the people, do you think, because the police saved one of the men, but the people are like, let go of him so we can kill him. Do you think that was right for what the people done?
Yep.
Sorry, but these guys killed, who's the woman?
The two men, when it was mad, the story's mad. So this is what I've been told. Basically, The woman was in her business, yeah? The two men come to the business and look like they tried to extort her. Then they said, all right, watch, we're going to come back. They went off and come back. She was in her car. She just got out of her car and they come out and shot and killed her.
Oh.
But then they got on their bike. There was on, I think there was on a bike and I think they was riding on the roads. And someone must, one of the people that must have saw what happened and licked them
on
off.
Taxi around bus.
Yeah, licked them off. And then when they licked them off, they dropped in the road and then everybody come out to them.
Mm.
And then one of them is getting chopped hard, bare chops in his face with the cutlass, is licking him hard.
Mm.
And then the other one, it's like he got a few chops, but it's like the police come at that time.
Oh, okay.
And the police kind of saved him, but the people were saying, nah, let go of him, he deserved death. Because look, you kill off him.
No, of course, but obviously, like, because like law always comes into it, you're supposed to always let those matters,
police handle. What's your thought of like, jungle justice? I call it jungle justice.
That's what they call it, yes. Mm-hmm. I totally agree with it. If you can do harm to a person, expect back harm. It's a risky thing to leave an area, go to other people's area,
mm-hmm.
and to do damage like that and expect. They must have went there knowing, say, we might come back and we might not. So you ain't coming back.
Yeah.
Come on, she ain't coming back. The lady will get, she ain't coming back.
She gone.
So this guy ain't coming back. I wish they'd let him go. And make them fix him like what they fix him friend. It's a risky thing.
Yeah, because you can't get away with things like that, man. Yeah, you're killing innocent people. I don't feel like you deserve to get away. Thanks. And you know, like in Jamaica, the community is strong there. So like you couldn't come to where my family live and kill me and then think you can just get out of the parish easy. By the top bottom of the hill, people are phoning each other. Yo, my man killing me.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, see the two of you up on the bike? Lick him off, no?
2 years.
Yeah, man is trying to kill you with a cutlass.
Normal.
Licking you up. So I feel like that was the right kind of jungle justice. But in the UK, we don't have jungle justice. We just got the police come through and that's it, done. Also, in another breaking news, the guy that broke out of Wandsworth prison. What is going on in the UK?
I thought, no, but anytime I hear breakout, I just think that's set up, man. Breakout.
A terrorist as well.
It's always a terrorist and a loser, isn't it?
Always. The guy that climbed up the wall sideways, up back way up the wall.
No, he
got under the fucking.
He went under the bro, it sounds like a movie. Why?
It's just dumb.
I see. You know when you hear it, it sounds like a movie.
It sounds so dumb.
The terrorist guy was working in the kitchen with knives, bro.
Oh yeah.
And then somehow or another, he put himself on the back of the bottom of the bus and got himself out of the prison. I swear down.
Them catch him back?
No, he's still on the run.
Down in, like, where is he? I don't know where he is now, but yeah.
They searched Richmond Park, they searched all these parks.
I'm telling you, that stuff is set up, I'm telling you, man.
He'll leave the country already.
No, impossible, because all the airports like would have been alerted. Never. The moment you break free, all airports, all places of like access or getting out of country, locked off.
I do think, though, is that he's walking around as like probably a Muslim woman covering the eyes. Because he was a Muslim, he could do that and get away with it. Because no one would you look if you saw whether man or woman, you don't know.
No,
because you're not looking. Well, you look once, you're not looking again.
True.
Do you see what I'm saying? So he's definitely, if it was really planned like that, he's definitely cutting through now.
Yeah.
But my whole thing is, how did he break out of Wandsworth prison? Now all the prison staff are like, we're understaffed, it's hard here, blah blah blah. And I'm sitting there and I'm praying the thing and I'm like, if he can break out of prison, can you imagine what you can get into that prison?
So you get phones, drugs. Yeah, but that's been happening for years.
Yeah, Wandsworth is notoriously known.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
If you thought the only way to get a more defined jawline with natural-looking results was through surgery, think again. Juvederm Volux XC is a non-surgical injectable gel filler that improves moderate to severe loss of jawline definition and can help you achieve natural-looking results with little downtime. Even better, this improved definition lasts up to 1 year with optimal treatment. No maintenance required. Improve jawline definition for a smooth, sculpted look with Juvederm Volux XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
For drugs. Bro, I've seen man sent pictures of knives, bro. Man had knives, like flick knives in prison. Mm-hmm. How the hell are you getting flick knives, bro? That's what I knew was crazy. Man had KFC. Bro, no word of a lie, yeah? Man was in the cell with True Flavors, bro.
Mm-hmm.
I saw man with a KFC bucket.
I can believe it.
Man had a KFC bucket and True Flavors in his cell in Wandsworth. How the hell did you get True Flavors in a jail?
I can believe it. Because it's contacts, isn't it? And then if you know the guards will pay someone off, well, yeah, it's all corrupt, isn't it? Come on, man.
Yeah, that story just like mind boggled me. And you know, whenever they put out these mad stories, yeah, I always think, what are you distracting us from? Because you know what? The government never do stuff without like there's being something towards it. Like they never do something to us, like without something being behind,
right?
Like, you know what I'm saying? That's now, I heard, like, imagine this, my daughter said to me, "Dad, point. There's COVID coming back, like, we're gonna be in lockdown." And I'm like, bro, I ain't being in no lockdown.
That's my point. There's always time.
Imagine they said there's another COVID,
it's coming back, man.
What
COVID there, Jamaica, right now, fuck up down them here.
What do you mean? The people them are locked down here,
them soon lock it down back. I don't want to fear more and go to Jamaica soon, but.
But look, if they bring out another COVID, yeah, 100% it's only for a jab. I swear down, someone who wants to get rich is saying, I need to make a new
but
jab.
But it won't work, because second time around, everyone's... Because the first time around is, I don't know what's happening. But the second time, people grow, like, oh, fuck that bullshit. Like, isn't you grow a bit of, I know what that was before. You
but can't, the law got to be more stricter. It's not like the more use the law, maybe if it really... Restrict and force and
I know, but they locked us down for 2 years and told so much lies, yeah. It's very hard to lie again to the public. It's very hard to lie twice on that scale. It's very hard, I'm telling you. So like they might do some form of one, but not complete everything closed down because the country can't afford it. It'd go bust. Everyone would be out just chefing, robbing because like losing jobs and money. Everyone would be out killing each other. Literally, man. Everyone would be fucked, kicked out homeless, job centers would be piled up to the roof. No. Financially, it doesn't make sense. I don't think so.
It's just that was wild when I heard that. I was like,
but it's back though.
But it's funny that my daughter, like, she's only like 8, bro. Like, where why are they putting that? How did she learn all of this?
Right.
Like, there's proper fear mongering.
Because
not even I knew that. Imagine that, like, I'm on social media, I'm like scrolling through everything. I ain't heard nothing about no COVID. And probably maybe if I heard it, maybe because I'm so passive towards it, I heard him like, that's rubbish.
That's what I'm saying. You're not really, yeah, not buying into it like that anymore. Oh, fuck that, man.
You know what I'm saying? So I don't know, man.
Too many fucking issues. Do you remember that thing? Do you remember what I sent you before? I said, oh, no, did I send it to you?
What?
That issue. No, that. Remember I said to you, I get bare dilemmas on Facebook, innit?
Yeah, go on.
So dumb, man. Sometimes I think it's fake, but the profiles are real, innit? So it's not fake, yeah.
Bro, you've got the wildest stories I've ever known in my life.
It goes, kings, yeah. Kings, I got a question. My girlfriend, yeah, we've been together for a month. And then randomly, around her friends, and I was there, she called me a mummy's boy, yeah. And then he goes, I got a bit annoyed. She goes, but when I bring up to her and said, why did you say it? She says, oh, whatever, man. It's not a big deal. Like, just let it go. He goes, I got mad and then I ignored her the whole day. He goes, on top of that, she and my best friend were friends before we dated. Yeah. So imagine me and you are boys. Yeah. And you knew my current girlfriend before me. Yeah. He goes, today I saw my best friend, yeah, put his arm around her, yeah. And I don't know what happened, but to be fair, she did push him away, looking like they were playing. But then the next thing he says, my friend started saying to me, asking me mad questions like, why aren't I talking to her? I need some advice.
Him no need no girlfriend.
Because basically, like, his whole thing was, he didn't like the fact that she called him my mummy's boy in front of everyone, yeah?
And then...
Because I made him kind of look soft, he's saying.
And then say, it's not a big deal. We're not aggressive, we're... He no need a girlfriend, him need slap and go.
He should just let her go, innit? But then he said he found it a bit strange when he saw his friend put her arm around her shoulder, but they were play fighting.
In friend once, in friend used to slap her.
Facts.
In friend used to slap her, and the fact that him and him girlfriend vexed now, it bridging up trying moving for see me can get a slap right this afternoon. Yeah,
it's sad, did it? But why do women use mommy's boy as a diss? Like, what are you meant to be, if not that? Like, what? I don't get what. Like, what? Not love your mom?
A dog.
But when they say it, women try to say it to be hurtful. Oh, you love your mom so much. It's like, is that this?
Remember,
it's mad. Like, what? Why they say that?
Every girl want this is summer, you know. Every girl want be lickly or summer.
Yeah, like, for real.
Every girl wish that there was you. So the way of them bad mind, them have to diss you. They can admire you and be a part of you. They just want this you.
Like, I'm a mommy's boy. Like, you love your mom, but it's different. I don't know. Like, cause do you know what? Do you know a lot of women will even get jealous of the relationship you have with your mom if it's strong. Because then when she comes around as a new girlfriend, if your mom's not feeling her or your mom's trying to tell you, do you know what? Moms are always right about women. You know,
100%.
If you bring a woman around your mom, yeah, she goes, I don't like her instantly. Yeah, your mom's not hating either because your mom's a big woman. Your mom will just sense something you can't sense, you know, because it's a woman's intuition. Yeah, she'll be like something about her, and maybe not now or 6 months, but one day when that woman does fuck your mom, be like, I told you she was no good. All right, yeah, but mom, how'd you know?
You see, if one girl come for your money, cause your mom want your money, you know, and your girl want your money, cause that's a woman's state, right? Not like say every mom. But this is just a woman thing. Because your men for take care of your mom if need be, right?
Facts.
So, that if need be, you know, because my mom don't need taking care of, you know. So, but still contribute something when we need to. So, when you have a woman now, and she meet your mom, if she's a gold digger, your mom can't tell. Because, and then she no like your mom because your money I go share between your woman and your mom, right? So who, she want the money and your mom want the money. Your mom cool still, you know, because your mom knows the money if you spend per woman maybe.
Yeah.
But your mom knows this year one year I go contract take away fear share and my share. And mommy can read her mind. And mommy know. So she know, she want to make sure say mommy not getting none. And mommy say, me can't tell say you're a thief. And you go want everything.
Moms know, innit?
They know.
I don't know how they know as well, but I do think it's like a... It's
a woman.
It's a woman thing, innit?
Flip it again. Remember, say, if we have a girl, we have a male friend.
Right.
We know.
Right.
Say, the male friend want to fuck with girl.
Right, but she don't know.
She knows, but she has gone
like...
No, but
I know she'll act like she don't know.
So, no, it's like our mommy can know thief. That's how we can know, say. All right, even Fui girl, flip it again. Fui girl not like with your female friend because they know a female friend do.
Right.
It's like how we know a male friend do. Them know a female friend do. Everybody just end up dugu-dugu-ring.
Double standards, though, isn't it? Because I think women women always try to say... Well, the number one thing now, or I don't know if it's been the case, but they said, if you have a problem with me having male friends, you're insecure. That line, yeah, roused my blood, you know.
It's the easiest way.
It roused my blood.
It's a way to gaslight and manipulate.
Literally.
Into succumbing
insecure,
to what they want.
You know?
Yeah.
Because you know what's going to go down, yeah. And I'm thinking they're saying it so you allow it to give them a pass. But when something happened, it's the naivety of saying, well, we were just friends and one night we got drunk and you're thinking every friend would try and hit.
Well, if I saw me insecure, but it's never really insecure, really. It is, all right, women are insecure of every fucking thing.
Yeah, looks,
it's
everything.
Gaslighting as well. With women are just insecure. Woman will see me just stand up on the road corner and swear, say we're going to murder her. We ain't going to talk,
it's true.
We don't even see a bitch.
Yeah.
But then just insecure. And then do it figure slightly as well.
Yeah.
Like we think, but we, bitch, if you think we're insecure, we are. So fuck off. Yeah, I mean, no male friends.
Yeah, and if that means, if you're going to label me as controlling or you can't have that. Because I think, you know what? I think a lot of women, when they get in relationships, they still want the single lifestyle, but the label of the partnership. So they don't want you to tell them what to do, but they still want to be with you. Do you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And for me, yeah, let's define something, yeah? What does insecure mean to you? Like, your definition of insecure. Because women are always calling men insecure. So, like, what do you class as insecure? Like, what's the meaning?
Every time a girl goes at my house, I think she's cheating. That's insecure.
Right. Like, with no real proof.
No, every time she walks out, she's cheating.
Or it could be considered as traumatic past from girl playing you before, right?
Mm.
Yeah, so for me, insecure is doubting things for no, like, real good reason.
I think insecure...
Like, what it actually means to you.
Insecure is when my woman is doing something to make me think,
right,
she is enjoying another person's company or flirting with somebody. I don't think insecure means say me just a worry for nothing. Me worry for something.
Right.
Me not just insecure. Oh, I'm insecure at home. No, I'm insecure. No, if me see me girl do something, me not sure if I is insecure, you know.
Mm.
But if me see she do something where would have show say she interested in another guy there,
yeah,
maybe that word would have come into play or something.
If I've got a woman and I am insecure, isn't it for her to then make sure I'm not insecure?
Cucumber-clad.
Like so, rather than call me out and say I've got issues, why not just stop having male friends so I feel better in the relationship?
Because, no.
Because it's meant to be a partnership.
A male friend, I worry more than you, bro.
Yeah.
The reason why women don't get rid of their male friend.
Because, of course,
the male friend is worth more than you.
Oh, 100%. But I mean,
more important.
But if my woman's not willing to make me feel secure in the relationship and keep them our friend, then like, she doesn't really rate me, does she? Or doesn't respect my input.
She would not do. She want you to do what she won't do.
Hey, just to go back to what you said about mummy's boys, yeah? And a lot of women try to use this as a disrespect to men. Put this out there to every man, yeah? Being a mummy's boy is an honourable thing. Your mother gave birth to you. Now, women say that we hate women,
mm-hmm,
but we're mummy's boys. How does that make sense?
Exactly.
Deep the whole concept of what they said. You hate women, but I love my mother. Meaning that we do have the capacity to love our mother.
That's
means that
right.
We can't hate women if we love our mothers.
It's impossible.
What we don't like is women that are toxic and do evil things. For me personally, saying someone's a mummy's boy is... It doesn't hurt me. I love my mum. And I'm proud to love my mum. And I'd encourage every man to love their mum. Just like this song Sizzla made years. Thank you, mama, for the 9 months you carry me through all the pain and suffering. Bro, our mums went through a lot for us.
Yes.
Carrying us in our bellies.
Yes.
We meant to love and cherish that woman. And these are the things that you will hear from our mouths.
Mm-hmm.
But you can't expect me to love and cherish every single woman in the world because that's not even realistic. I can't do that. I haven't got the capacity for that. I love my daughters. I love my missus. I love my mother. I love all the women that are immediate to me. But I'm not kumbaya, everybody in the world. I love everyone because that's just not me as a person. So when a woman calls a man a mummy's boy, she doesn't realize that that's a good thing because that shows that he has the capacity to love a woman.
Yes.
Yeah, that in itself is a good flag because I know men that don't give a damn about their mums.
True.
So could you imagine how they'll treat the women?
Mm.
If you can't treat your mum, and you know, one of the biggest red flags in a woman, yeah, is how she treats her mother and how she treats her father.
Yeah.
I saw a girl lying to her mum once and disrespecting her mum.
Mm-hmm.
Now, every girl that I've seen disrespect her parents, no word of a lie to you, both sitting right here, that girl has turned out to be the biggest demons.
In my life, it happened to me.
Yeah.
Yes. Any girl must lie and disrespect and talk to their mother, you can't expect nothing from them because their mother birthed them. I'm going to have sex with them, I'm going to do nothing. And then can't diss their mother. Lord God, the girl of me start look for red pill things. Me see her this her mother. Me see her lie to her mother. Me see cuss her mother. So obviously, she'll diss me.
Right? And that's what made me look at a woman differently.
And guess what again? She fuck enough man.
Surprise.
So every girl a fuck enough man.
Then diss their family. Yeah. Because you know how deep it is, yeah? The girl was disrespecting her father and she robbed her father of the car, got out of the yard, everything. And I was just like, she would tell me these stories and start crying, yeah? And you know women start crying around me of like the last 5 years, yeah? Women cry around me, I used to be like, oh my God. But now I'm like, I watch and I'm just like, When's the tears going to stop and you're going to come back to normality? And I watch, I know it sounds bad, yeah, but I just watch as women are crying. I just watch their body language and everything. Mm. And I proper watch that.
Yeah.
Mm. Never real.
Crocodile tears, isn't it?
Never.
And just real. Like Pastor said, the only time a woman, and I, you know, I said that to a woman and she said he's telling the truth. Imagine I said what Pastor said, the real time a woman really cries when she's alone in her room.
It would never be in public.
Never.
They're the real tears. You see them tears in the room when she's there. That she's yard, thinking yeah. about all the penises she's gone through. Jesus and no Christ. One loves her. And you know, like mm-hmm. she's got no money in her bank balance. Yeah.
Oh boy.
And no, none of her links are answering
yeah,
the phone.
Yeah.
And she cries. Mm-hmm. That's a real tear.
Real tears.
The one in front of you is crocodile tears. And women have learnt from young. From kids, you know, your little daughters, you see how they cry when that's they want true. Something.
Yeah.
The same way they learn from that age, they learn, I get what I want when I cry. Little girls are being taught by their parents bad behaviors. Mm-hmm. When you cry, you get what you want. If my daughter cry or my son cry, they get what they want. You ain't getting nothing. It's from them tears, you're not getting nothing because that's what you're going to grow up in life and do.
And she's not going to be a good woman for her man if she's a woman. If a little girl learn that, she ain't going to be a good woman. Go up and cry to our man and be a spoiled brat to our man. Then our man are gonna send her back home and say, hey, take back your daughter, yeah, man.
Trust me, so yeah, man, that mommy's boy thing, it doesn't make sense. Second thing is that regarding me, you chilling with my missus, bro, listen, that shit don't run in my yard. That shit don't run around me, bro. Like, if I've got a missus, she couldn't tell me she was friends with you before and I get with her. Mm-hmm. And the reason why, it's not because I'm insecure.
Let's put again, that word's always been thrown around.
I'm thinking, yeah, if a girl's been my friend, I've slapped it. So if a girl's your friend, you've probably slapped it as well. Too. Right. So how can me and you sit down with this woman that's into my woman?
Yeah, and she's slapping the boat in a fair mind, she know. I slapped this boat.
And then she's walking with her bum doing the jingle jingle. And you, bro, and this is the truth. Men are men, bro. I'm not going to get mad at you because I know men are men. You don't do it on purpose. If your girl's friend, if you're with your brethren and his girl's sexy, you might give it a glance. To me, that's disrespectful. And every day I'm giving her a glance.
Male instinct, yeah.
Every day I'm giving a glance. And one day you catch me in a glance.
Mm-hmm.
Now me and you're fighting. Over what? Over again.
Yeah, I think you should wear clothes when friends come around, if anything.
Yeah, but I'm talking about every single woman that's half decent in the street, I look.
Mm-hmm.
All of them have got a man. But I can tell you now, I not one part of me thinks, have they got a man? I just think that's a beautiful woman. Mm-hmm. That's all I'm thinking. But I don't approach or go in there like, girl, might have a man. Just she was nice. Keep walking.
Yeah.
But it's only when you impose on that, innit? And then be like, try to be a bit too. Yeah, but no, yeah. But you know, it's funny what you said about, you know, yeah. But circle back. You know the mummy's boy thing. You know, it's funny. Yeah. Do you believe that if a single dad was raising two girls, yeah, would they be better off emotionally growing up?
Yeah.
What do you mean?
If a single dad was raising two girls, would they be better emotionally equipped when they grow up as opposed to a single mum raising two girls or boys? Like, as in the difference of outcome because men are logical and harsh and firm but fair. But women are more nurturing and...
If I'm honest,
you know what I mean?
If I'm honest, it's a balance because the father might be cold and nonchalant or might be too emotional and she might make her just turn cold. But with a mother, she's going to teach her how to finesse. And, you know, if I'm honest, that's what most of these girls are doing anyway. So a dad might teach her a free game of how to notice men, but a mother will teach her how to manipulate men.
Mm-hmm.
There's a difference.
And no game.
I might be able to teach you how men will try and finesse you, but your mum will teach you how to finesse men.
Complete opposite end, isn't it?
Yeah, because I can't teach you how to finesse men because I've never been in a relationship with men.
Right.
I can tell you how girls will finesse me, and that might work on you, but a mum will teach her, make sure you're like this, make sure you're all like this, and you wear the bis and you wear that, and you get him like, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I can't show her them things.
But check out the outcome of that now. Remember, you know, a woman is a product where a man wants, right? Mm. For be a wife. So check it now. If the mother teach her for finesse, she'll come up with a wrong idea and that will be a repellent
mm-hmm.
to good men.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So she better take a lesson from her father how to find and choose good men mm-hmm. instead of the lesson from her mother how to finesse good right. men. Because she not going to end up with nobody
mm-hmm.
if she learn to finesse.
Right.
But if she learn how to be a wife,
yes,
a good woman,
she'll
end up with somebody.
You got a good point there.
That's true.
And that point is very valid.
That's true.
But I still think
go on
that there's certain things that we wouldn't be able to teach her as a woman.
No, of course not.
But I definitely think emotionally, she might be at a better place with the father.
Mm-hmm. See, but and you say that, but to say, but look how much women go through life fucked up because they have no father figure or no masculine man at home. Mm-hmm. Like, they got fucked.
And they have mother.
Yeah, their mum's there and they still got fucked. They got their mother.
Mum's encouraging them in their whole behaviour.
Exactly.
Talk about let's go out together.
Exactly.
You know, a girl told me once that the first time she went raving, her mum took her.
And there
I,
you go.
And I looked, you know, at that moment, yeah, I looked at the girl and I felt sorry for her. Do you know why? Her mum was like, yeah, put this on, we're going out raving. But why couldn't you say, we're going to the library?
Jesus Christ.
We're going to learn yoga. We're going to do Pilates.
I got you right there.
Like, do you see what I'm saying? Like, why couldn't you, like, oh, we're going to start a business. We're going to, you know, learn this course about trading and, you know what I'm saying?
Right,
why
yeah.
Why is the only thing you taught your daughter was to go raving?
Let me explain that. Mommy getting old, yeah? The drinks them stop coming, yeah? Her little sexy 18, 19-year-old daughters all met them drinks rolling like a motherfucker.
Mm. Using her for the bag,
that
innit?
That is the only shit why she bringing her daughter to fucking club with her.
Bro, that is what... Hey, Pastor, that sounds mad. I'm not going to lie to you, bro.
Believable, though.
That sounds crazy.
She's young, fresh, and...
That's crazy. So, a lot of these women, and I've clocked this, yeah, is... They make their daughters be their friends. Mm-hmm. But then when the daughter starts disrespecting her and talk about a punch off your face, they call up who? Who's the first person they call when their daughter gets out of hand?
Mm-hmm.
I ain't been in my daughter's life for 5 years because you cut me off.
But like, so why are you calling me though? Either like
she's out of control.
Men get called to deal with problems or send money.
Bomba clad.
That's it. Other than that, it's like, oh, like I don't chat to my dad.
Damn.
It's cold, isn't it?
It's terrible being a dad.
Just funny you say it's terrible being a dad. You know, there's a story in America, I think 3-4 days ago. It's fucked. A man and woman was married and they had 2 children. 7 years passed, mm-hmm. yeah? And then the mum had a fatal accident and she died. He got left with the kids. But then...
Jesus Christ, that's how it...
Huh?
I saw it.
But sad happened, but long story short, yeah? He found out the kids weren't his.
The two of them.
Yeah.
Ain't his. And he stuck with these things that ain't his.
And then I can't remember what happened after that, but in that situation, yeah. What did he say? Like, what does he do? Because I think there was
he
like.
He wanted to give them up.
He wanted to give them up, but Ben Woman said, you can't do that.
No, you know what? I'm going to be real with you lot, yeah. And
7 years, by the way.
No, I'm not going to lie, yeah.
Seven years, yeah.
If I've done 7 years with them kids, I'm not going to lie to you. They're my kids, bro.
I have to do a little bit more.
But hold on.
Do you know why, yeah? I'm just saying as a human being now. Nah,
my but they're not yours, you know?
Gave me jacket.
I know.
They're not yours, you know?
I didn't go twice. In there knowing.
I know, pass. Twice. I heard that, but maybe God took her out. God took her out for the accident. But now it's upon me now as a human being. Because remember, them kids know my mom, they know my dad, they know my brother, they know my auntie. They know,
okay, but...
Because you know how deep it is, Pastor? See, me, I'm Jamaican, so we have barbecues or night-nights and...
Mm-hmm.
Everyone sees my youth's blood. Yeah, let me see your son, man. Your son look just like you. These days he's loving my son, but what do I do now?
You know, if he's at 20, he work with that. 7.
Seven, no, you know, because who's the youth going to go to now?
If I mean, I know, you know, brother.
Social services, isn't it?
I mean, I know
I'm not going to lie, yeah.
Great, you know,
like, no, but in that situation,
if I found out and a woman was... was alive, then...
Bro, no. She died. Like, yeah, she's not here
saying.
No more.
Yes, yeah, I'm saying.
No, I'm saying. But so, like, she gave you jacket for 2 years, yeah? I'm saying you might feel emotionally guilt-tripped in a sense, like, because she died, yeah, you might be doing it because their mum died for her. More so doing it for you, like, you actually want to continue. Because him saying... Yeah, he said, I want to give them up. Bare people was... I would say it was about 65-35 in favour of keep them, yeah? Now, there was loads of women saying, you can't give them up, they're your children. Yeah, she was wrong, but they're yours now.
Not mine.
But then there was men saying, fuck that, give them up. Now, obviously, we're not in that situation, so it's hard to say it, yeah? But jacket twice, she dead now, and none of yours, yeah? They're still calling you dad. But that emotional, I know what you're saying, that emotional weight, yeah, for you to walk around for 7 years is mad.
Would you give up the youths? What would you do?
Do you know, I'm not going to lie, yeah? Right here, right now, I don't know. Because picture of my son now, who's 7... If I found out he weren't mine, yeah, it'd break me. But to a point where I couldn't keep living with him knowing he's not mine either. I wouldn't allow a child to call me dad once I know I'm not his dad no more. I couldn't, for my own health, because it would kill me every day thinking, kids are innocent, they don't know nothing like that. Mm. But as a big man, how can I walk around knowing that she gave me jacket and she still knew?
And still did I walk with a jacket.
You know, twice.
I ain't walking with no jacket, man. I'm done, me gone.
But then imagine that.
You're leaving.
Me gone.
Even though you put them 7 years.
And
you
up and left them somewhere with somebody. Me gone, me don't want these jackets.
And you could live with yourself after
that. Me not must.
But I'm not going to lie. I got a 7-year-old right now.
Are you wrong?
I'm not going to lie yet.
Are you wrong?
I don't care what anyone says, man. That's my daughter.
But that news is crushing, bro.
Yeah.
Someone says that's not yours.
Yes, man.
That is crushing.
For life, responsibility.
I'm balling. Big man, I'll cry. I'll cry.
I'm balling. I'm not gonna lie. I'm balling like a baby.
That boy's been saying dad for the last 7 years.
I'm crying, bro.
Would bring me to tears.
I'm not gonna lie. I'd ball because
I can't.
Now I know. I'm not saying I would do what Pastor's doing because I might keep a mind up, but. It, all kinds of things you get through my head.
Too much things.
I'll be thinking, you know, flip these utes and, you know, like all kinds of things. But then
seeing them out one day, a month later, feeling like, oh, they're my babies. But it's fucked because women give man jacket all the time.
The jacket may not work with it. You see, the fact that she give me a jacket for her children.
Twice.
For your children, them have to suffer for the consequence of their mother
actions.
Give me a jacket.
Nah, but you see what? I don't know, man. Because you know what? Forget her, bro. Like, I'm just thinking.
She's dead now, anyway.
I've changed all that.
She's dead now. She's dead.
How much hundreds and thousands of pounds you spent on them children, Pastor?
Nah, I spend no more. You know how much money I'm going to spend in the future?
Would it be different if. Would it be easier for you to detach from the kids if it was 2 years after you found out? Easier, right? Because they're still not really speaking.
Yeah.
Going to school.
Seven years. You know?
They're saying, dad's coming. Yeah, dad's coming.
Pastor, look,
but it's different, you know?
Pastor, the kid's saying to you, daddy, I love you.
I'm not your dad, son. I'm telling you.
But they don't understand that. What are you saying?
You are my dad.
Yeah, they don't get that from you.
What do you mean, dad?
Yeah, they don't. It's impossible.
Dad, you are my dad.
Tell them, you know, your mother was a bitch.
What does that mean?
May I tell you, your mother...
They don't understand this, Pastor. They're seven. They're seven.
Dad, you're not going to pick me up from school?
Never again. Come on, your blood club is going to offend your uncle.
The real dad, the real dad is non-existent, right? And the mum's dead. Your whole family knows it. I bet you any money, yeah? Someone within your family would
take them.
Like, we'll take them.
Yeah, man.
There'll be an auntie or a grandma that says, give me the you
yes.
of them. Because you see them, they're looking at it like they're looking at it as good people and
yeah,
you believe
yeah.
in God.
Yeah.
You believe in God. Yeah. I got above everything.
Yeah.
You know, they start coming with them talking.
Yeah.
I got above everything. Mm. I can't want them children to be in like life. And every week they're sending you pictures or other people in the family sending you pictures.
They're black, yo. Family, they get black blood. They don't want to see them blood clad jacket and a longer dog.
Yeah.
I'm a traumatized boy. I fuck up my girl while I'm like baby with my girl twice.
Yeah.
And me a mind and a chain nappy. Me no want to do nothing more for them jacket ya.
But you know what? I feel past his energy. I'm saying because like when he said he wants to give him up, bam, the internet went in. Earthquake. Everyone was going mad, thinking yes, no, yes, no, yes, no. But we're not in that situation. But the energy of that fucking bitch, the kids can rot. I feel that energy. Mm-hmm. I'm saying, but the way I look at my son seven now, if tomorrow I find that he wasn't, it'd ruin me. But I'm saying...
Would you give him up, though?
Do you know what? I might have to give him up for my mental health. Because how can I raise... Knowing I'm not his dad, the attachment's gone. The whole chemistry of the dad-father thing's gone.
The betrayal.
The betrayal, the lies.
You're not taking it on. You stop looking at it from... You're looking at it from an angry moment.
I should be angry.
I'm saying, I should be angry. I'm saying, think about it. Of the child... Like, forget, bro, we got children out here that don't know who their father is, and I'm here as a man.
Of course.
I can be a father figure to this youth, bro. There's man, I know man that take on other people's youths and don't check for their own youths, bro.
Wait, what?
Yeah.
I'm not taking that two children. I am going to try to breed a girl and get some children of my own. I don't
But now you're older, move areas, and your whole life changed.
I'm not going to devote my life to a pair of lies.
But the kids are not lies, you know. Because the love that you had for them was true, wasn't it?
Right, true.
It wasn't true. Because you love the children. Forget.
You can't switch off love, innit?
You can't, bro. I can't. My heart. Yeah. I look at these little girls, man, and
you can't switch it off.
Lord knows, man. Like they're everything to me, man. I don't even.
Yeah, you know why? Because they're yours, bro.
Yeah, but so he thought. So we all think, would hope. So we all hope and think.
I need to make DNA tests.
It isn't, no. America's bro. Coming. America's coming. Like,
you know what?
DNA because tests are going to be mandatory in America.
You know what just gives you peace of mind? Like, yo.
It's coming, bro. DNA tests are going to be mandatory in America, and it's going to start from state to state to state. And eventually, the thing is, I couldn't believe it. So many women was in favor of it. I couldn't believe women was.
I wasn't.
No, was. Mm. A lot of women are saying, that DNA being mandatory at birth, women was in favor of it.
No, because you know some.
There was.
No, but women, you know, women will say, go through my phone then, but
they,
you know, they really.
They don't want you to.
Yeah, it's
bro, but they
will. Girl, done that to me. A girl, done that to you. Go through my phone then, and because it's so confident, you're thinking there's nothing in there.
No, bro, I feel you. Bro, I feel you, but they was reposting it. It was now, real profile. They're reposting it.
You know, girls will say, I'm not sloppy like you. A girl will tell you, you're sloppy. And you'd be like, what do you mean? I go in your phone, I see bad things because you're sloppy. Now, why would a girl say you're sloppy? Does that mean that she's on point?
That's right.
Think about what I'm saying to you. Mm-hmm. She used the word sloppy. You're not even on point.
Because she's cool.
I've deleted everything. You'll never see a message in my phone from another guy. As soon as he messages me, whatever, I delete it instantly. You, like an idiot, keep messages. You're sloppy.
Mm-hmm. That means that she's a bitch.
Huh? So you're on point? Because I'm just living my movie.
She's a serious bitch, bro.
Fam, that's... Do you understand it, fam? Man are out here linking things, yeah? And you know what it is? As a man, you don't even really give a fuck if a guy cuts your phone, but you just don't want to hear the... Head of nonsense, yeah? Man are out here factory resetting before they link girls, yeah? Like, notifications off on every app, uninstalling, clean. I'm talking about the iPhone look new, brother.
Who's doing that?
The iPhone
doing
look, no, that? No, man, I know the iPhone look
I
new.
I like that move.
The iPhone look new.
I yeah? like that.
And then, when the bitch go, man back up the iCloud, innit? And then load it back. I said, that is effort, you know?
Oh my gosh, that's too much effort.
No.
I can't do that, man.
It's effort.
What the hell?
It's effort, bro.
Man, never gone deep with it now, guys.
Where do you think these dudes are learning it? From these hoes, bro.
I couldn't believe it, man.
They're learning it from these bitches. These bitches do that long time.
So I believe
your bridging will just catch up? Cool. Every man needs to catch up now.
My man, telling you, for a factory reset, yeah, man got a brand new iPhone. The bitch goes, he load back that in data from the iCloud and have it back normal. Man, like, man's moving.
You call it effort. Bitches, that's why bitches ain't getting caught, because they're making the effort. Bro.
For real. For real, though.
And that means it's, you're just a bad, you're a really, really bad person. Yeah, you're a really, really bad person.
That's why we say.
If you're getting that far, you're a really, really bad person.
It's not cheating if you don't get caught, though, right?
You have to be. Remember the bitch say sloppy? They on point. Mm-hmm. We have to be on point, too. Mm-hmm. Remember this as well, young men out there. When you go to a girl's house, try to steal something small and valuable.
A ring, a picture.
Necklace. Some bankyard back and front take picture. Do something
so you can go back round.
No,
well, no, no. I mean, like, use that as like a almost like a bargaining tool.
No, you're gonna pawn the ring
and sell it.
You're stealing these. Remember when these girls come to your yard and you look around, something missing, you can't find it back. Do the same, just like how your bridge and delete and reload iCloud. You have to do the same.
Fam, I'm too, but the game getting deep. You know what, yeah? The fact that I said it to Ray and he had, the fact that I said it to Ray and he had no idea, the fact that he had no idea that man are doing that showed you how deep the layers the game is.
Quite so.
Do you understand? The game now.
I never knew, bro.
Man loaded back the iCloud when she just, it will get, all the apps came back, everything. Man, like I said, teach me, bro.
I think we need to delete that part. I'm not giving away that free game. That's free game.
No, but it stayed in. You know what? It's okay. See, we are saying delete it, yeah. But if people are already doing it, it's not really a secret. Because like, but they just don't know yet.
You just
don't know. That's all it is. Madam needs to know what girls are doing, bro. The game's fucked, man. I'm telling you. No one's safe outside. And this is why you have to be very, like...
Nah, girls ain't doing that, man, because they're scared they're going to lose stuff. No, man, I can't believe this, man.
Lose stuff?
How? It's iCloud. It's all there. You can sign into it on... If you go on www.icloud.com, sign in, all your stuff is there. What do you mean? You can't lose it. It's impossible. You can't lose it. It automatically gets backed up to the cloud.
Traumatized.
You can't lose it.
I might look traumatized. Yeah.
You can't believe... Yeah.
Brother, yeah, if you listen when girl talk, from girl see a sloppy brother, that means that she's on point.
For real. And girls cheat more, but they just never get caught.
Because you know they know what they're doing.
A girl will look you dead in the face and just yeah, baby, good. And just, but you know what? Energy's changed, or mannerisms might change. Do you know what? Or like, if a girl start talking a bit different, tones, mannerisms, like, let's get where you get that from? From me?
Let's get to this. How to spot if your girl's cheating? You just gave that top tip that we've been saying for a long
time. The energy changes, bruv. How they talk, or like, do you know what? Like, being too agreeable, they start being extra nice. Thinking, hold on a minute. You definitely weren't that nice when I first met you. Mm-mm. Like, doing things, like, just doing too much things for you and wanting to please you. Like, where does energy come from? Because a girl went all out for me, you know? Brother, a girl wore an outfit. She had toys. She had cream. She had fruit. And she did all these things. At the time, I was loving it. The next morning, I woke up and I think, why should you do all that? Come to find out, she slapped a guy in that bed a couple of weeks before and got drunk at a house party and fucked the guy and brought him back. And I thought, you fucking bitch, bro. I could have.
When
you,
girls do nice things
I
for you.
I
could have,
bro. To this day, I just thought you trapped. Because like, that was the makeup sex, yeah? And I thought, we've never done this before, yeah? Why would you do this now? But at the time, it was amazing. The next morning, I thought, but why did you do that? And come to find out, because she felt guilty of sleeping with another guy, and that was her saying, I'm making it up to you, but without telling me. She was doing it on her own merit.
You know what the funny thing is? Your girl that you put in effort for, another man's is hitting it.
Bang,
for.
Easy.
Easy.
Do you understand?
And that's when I knew, yeah, girls are for the streets. When I learned that, I found that girls are for the streets. And I learned that from a very young age. I put in all this work with this girl, made her who she was. Oh. She was sexy. She was dusty before, never had no friends. Everything brought around my peoples. Brother, a youth just came around and said, yo, shut up.
Get down.
She liked it.
Spread legs.
And she busted open for him. And I remember she come to me and she said, I remember I got it out of her because I used to do this thing with girls, yeah. It's not really, don't really work anymore, but it used to work when I was younger. I'd call them and think, you think I'm stupid?
Mm.
And she'd be like, what are you talking about? I think you think I'm dumb, innit? You think I'm fucking dumb. As soon as I see you, I'm going to fucking murder you.
Mm-hmm.
You think you can do what you've done to me? You think I'm a dickhead? You think I weren't going to find out?
Mm-hmm.
Now she'd be like, panic. What are you talking about? You think I'm stupid? Just fucking admit it, man. Admit what you've done. I swear I'll be on the phone for an hour saying this, yeah. And eventually the girl will be like, how did you find out? And I'll be like, oh, my heart would drop. I'll say, oh, my God.
Mm-hmm.
I was trolling this bitch. Why did she fold?
Yeah.
Fuck, man. Then I'll be like, who is he? And she'll be like, oh, you're going to get mad when you hear. I'll be like, I'm already mad right now, bruv. There's no more mad I can get. It's so-and-so. I'll be like, how?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, he came around one day in the ends. I'm like, what? So he just came to your estate, saw you, and fucked you.
Yep.
You're a fucking whore, blood.
Yeah.
I have no love in my heart for women again, bro. How can I take women serious when I took you serious,
right,
and another man can just come around? I put in effort, took you on dates.
I loved you. I did everything for you. Yeah, four.
All of these things. You never gave me the pussy until the fifth day.
Mm-hmm.
And he come around and he's got a pussy like that.
Got a hold on that bitch, man.
Brother, never, bro. Never again.
No, it didn't happen like that, though. She was chatting to him a long time.
Way before you came around, boy. That's always the way. And remember, like you know, but you know, there's ways to catch women cheating, yeah, ways to spot, yeah. If you ever, you know how girls like to play music and connect Wi-Fi and them things there, yeah? Bro, if a girl's on the phone, yeah, all you gotta do, yeah, just turn on the Bluetooth. And see who she's been connecting to.
Yeah, but some girls are smart, bro.
No, but you can't. No. Because girls are not banking on you checking these things. See, you know what, yeah? Women get away with cheating, yeah? Because they do things men don't think they would be doing.
Ah.
Do you understand?
You have to upgrade the thing.
You have to think of the most fucked up way.
You look for things.
Yeah, you got to. They are doing them.
You ain't looking for
expect
them.
Expect a gadget mode, bro.
They're doing the things, then you just ain't looking.
I'm talking about. Because women are sneaky and spiteful, yeah? They will do things you wouldn't even... You wouldn't even think about what they're doing because it isn't even to be done. Like, who would do that? I guarantee you, millions of men... If I clip this thing about the iCloud thing, I bet you millions of men didn't know that.
Mm-mm.
But I bet you gal knew that from years.
I want to tell her this really and truly. I'm just like him. I didn't know. I just expect crazy shit.
You have to.
It's the first time hearing that one.
The phone is factory reset. Shit. They factory reset the phone, so no apps are on it or nothing, right? And then when you're gonna load it all back on, it takes about half an hour. But I'm saying, yeah, if you're willing to put in the effort, anything's possible. Do you understand? he looks like he's traumatized.
Traumatized, bro.
You understand? And you know what's even deeper? Because women aren't sloppy when it comes to cheating. If you find out she cheated, she probably wanted you to know, you know?
Of course, every time.
Do you understand? Because no woman ain't just letting you find out. Women cover their tracks immaculately. They do not get caught. So if you find out, she wanted you to find out.
Do you understand? She wanted to be a man, and be man enough and dump her. She wanted you to be man enough and dump her. If you don't dump her, then she said, oh God, what the fuck? Mm. How can I get away from this guy? What more will I have to do?
Yeah, because the moment it's tired of a man, she'll come up with a bullshit excuse or reason to justify why she's acting like an ungrateful bitch, and you leave her.
So I see. Are you have a girlfriend that you are taking serious?
Nope.
No.
Hell no.
We're gonna pray for you, Carl.
Hell no.
But why see?
I advise girls to stay away from me.
But why see? Last year at these times, you was in a fully committed relationship.
It lasted about 3 months. It wasn't. I mean.
And I was trying to. I
think we're here or there, man.
I was trying to get this nigga to do certain things, and no, I'm in a relationship. Man, fuck all of that, bro.
Do you know what? I feel like that was the straw that broke the camel's back. Yeah. So like that was the last.
Bro, it should have been before that, bro. No. You know how we've been talking.
No, of course. No, but you know what?
That's when I saw you in that relationship. I just looked at you and thought, bro, what are you on about?
No, do you know what? Yeah. I'm trying to
bring him back to Scum Gang, and he's trying to tell me about bringing her to me.
Bro, but you know what? But I'm grateful for that, for that bun. Honestly.
Yeah. For bringing to the point.
To bring me back here with my niggas to talk about I talk about real shit, because every time I get proved right and not wrong, it justifies everything we're saying and we're doing. So, and you know what, the one line I can't stand women say, this really that aggravates my soul.
Yeah, like that.
That line. That line.
How did he know?
Sex me.
How did he know?
That line.
How did he know? Because all women are the same. Every single woman is a good woman when you meet her.
None of them cheating, and none of them are like that. My friends don't cheat. My friends are not hoes. So who are these hoes that we're talking about? Well, they don't exist.
They don't exist.
They're just every other girl's friends, but they're not her friends or her friends
A guy said, his grandmother said, every woman is the same. Some of them are just worse.
Right. I feel you on that, King. I definitely feel you on that. And that's the reality, though. Yeah, some women are just worse.
Bro, and on that note...
you understand?
Hey, make sure you like, comment, and subscribe. Exclusive. Bow.